我哋继续嘅崇拜，我哋一齐嚟读今日嘅经文，系喺创世记嘅第六章第五到第十三节，同埋第七章嘅十七到第十八节。
The scripture reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 through 13 and chapter 7 verses 17 through 18.
我哋先一齐用广东话嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
Let's read this together, first in Chinese and then in English.
我哋一齐读嚟创世记嘅第五章，第六章第五节。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说：我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记在下面：挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见事败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说：凡有血气的，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为世上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。洪水泛滥在地上四十天，水往上涨，把方舟从地上飘起。水势浩大，在地上大大的往上涨，方舟在水面上飘来飘去。
Genesis 6:5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters.
以上祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
今日题目之前讲嘅信息系真理与爱之神。
Today's message from Pastor Wilson is titled, A God of Truth and Love.
The Great Flood is a sad and difficult narrative for us to read and accept.
洪水是一个题目我们今天很难去接受和去理解。
It climaxes God's judgment against a rebellious people of the world.
是神对这个世界上面对他反叛的人一个审判的高峰。
The story is unfolded for us in Genesis chapter 3 through 6.
在这个的创世纪第三到第六节，他为我们去解释出来。
But I'd like to show to you this morning that there's a ray of hope in this storyline.
但我今晨想同你分享的就是在这个的洪水，这个灾难的里面，他也都带来了一线的曙光和盼望。
That ray of hope points to God's grace of recreation.
这个一线的曙光指向神的恩典，因为神的恩典去将这个创造再创造出来。
Now the text makes clear that sin, which is ignoring God, evil, and violence in Noah's day got so bad that God takes, if you will, one step backward in the creation process.
在这个的经文里面他讲到就说在挪亚的日子他当日这个罪这个的邪恶和暴力去到一个地步令到神要在这个创造之中去倒转走回出来。
We see here in a sense a reversal of creation.
好像是一个创造去做回相反的事。
For example, the waters return the world to a state similar to being formless and empty, as Genesis 1 and 2 tell us.
好像是回到洪水去到一个地步，好像在这个的创世纪之前讲到说地是这个世界是空虚混沌的。
Noah, who obeys the Lord and listens and builds the ark and his family are saved by God from the flood and get a new start in life.
但是挪亚的一家和那些得救的动物他们就得到这个生命的延续。
God's judgment upon the evil and violence of humanity results in rescue and redemption for Noah, his family, and the animals of God's creation.
但是神对这个世界，对这个罪恶，对这个的暴戾的一个的审判的结局，就是对于挪亚一家和这个地上神创造的万物一个拯救和一个救赎。
It's very important for us to understand the meaning of God's judgment in the context of the entire Bible.
咁当我哋要去明白圣经讲到呢个嘅审判嘅时候，我哋要去睇到究竟圣经成个系讲紧啲咩嘢嘅咧？
If you're familiar with the Holy Scriptures, the main theme or thread throughout the Bible is God's redemption or rescue plan for the world that has gone against its maker and sustainer.
其实成本圣经讲到呢个救赎嘅计划。就是讲到说当这个世界去对他的造物主反抗的时候，圣经就讲到神对这个世界的救赎。
And that's what missions is really about.
其实这个就是差传最大的目的。
The mission is God coming here to rescue, restore, and redeem the world.
差传讲到就说将这个的好的信息带来这个世界，让这个世界去知道神的救赎，神的复活，和神怎么去拯救这个世界。
We spread the word about God's mission to all the people groups.
当我们要差传的工作，就是将神这个的使命，将神的目的带来给世界上不同的人。
As you'll see on slide 2, the flood shows that God is both a God of truth and a God of love.
咁我哋睇到其实洪水俾我哋睇到我哋嘅神唔单止系一个真理嘅神，亦都系一个充满爱嘅神。
God is judge of all, yet lover of his creatures.
神系呢个嘅法官，统治呢个世界，但另一方面，神亦都爱佢所做嘅万物。
God is absolutely against every and any injustice, and yet is still totally engaged with us who are rebellious against him.
但一方面他极力的去反对世上的不公义，但另一方面他都关心好像你好像我这些反叛神的人。
And so, as you'll see on the next slide, let's look more carefully at these verses in Genesis 6 and 7.
咁喺呢个嘅创世记嘅第六章，第一章节嘅第五、第六节，佢讲啲咩咧？
Now I have preached from this text before in 2015.
2015年嘅时候，我曾经讲过呢一篇嘅经，讲过呢一篇嘅道。
But this isn't fried rice. This is partially fried rice, but not holy fried rice.
咁但系呢篇讲到咧，唔系翻炒嘅。
And so let's look at this. As you can see, the heading here under this framework of God saw, God felt, God cleansed, and God gave.
咁但系喺呢个嘅头顶里边，我哋见到有几个字，佢话都神看见、神感受、神去洁净，亦都神去施予。
And a lot of what I'm sharing in this message is from a Tim Keller sermon on this text.
咁我分享到好多嘅呢度所分享嘅，亦都喺 Tim Keller 牧师有一个讲道，亦都同样咁分享。
First, as you see in verse 5, God saw.
咁喺第五节，佢话神看见。
Now, don't misunderstand what that verb saw means.
咁你睇看见呢个字嘅时候，要唔好睇错。
This is not the seeing of all of a sudden a perception.
唔系话一个突然之间喺你面前晃一晃，你会见到嘅嘢。
This is seeing by God of constant awareness.
是一个你经常去察觉、去醒觉的事。
Or let me put it another way. There was never a moment, there was never a split second that God was not fully, completely aware of everything.
其实简单来说，其实无时无刻神是不会不知道世界上面每一个角落究竟发生的是什么事。
In fact, the word saw is used of a constant awareness.
是一个经常性去醒觉、察觉身旁的事。
For instance, if you're familiar with Genesis, Genesis 13 verse 1, I'll just read a very short portion of that verse. Rachel saw, that's the verb, same verb, Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children.
在这个的创世记的第三十章第一节里面这样说，他说拉结看见他不能为雅各生有任何的孩子。
That was not a sudden perception.
这个不是拉结突然之间去看到他不能够为雅各生孩子。
When it says Rachel saw, that was a settled understanding.
其实当他说话拉结看见，是拉结已经很深深明白到发生的一件事。
She was constantly aware that she bore no children for Jacob.
经常性去察觉到她不能够去为雅各生任何的小孩哥。
That's that same verb translated in English, saw, and it's used in that way.
就是同样，就是本来是一个看见的字，带有一个醒觉、察觉的意思。
We see that later on in Genesis 30 verse 9, the same verb, saw.
咁但系跟住喺创世纪三十章第九节里边见到同样的字。
Again, I'm just going to read a portion of that verse for you. Leah saw that she had stopped bearing.
咁讲到就话利亚看见他不再生育了。
Again, let me emphasize the idea is of an awareness.
系一个嘅醒觉。
And you find that throughout the book of Genesis as that verb saw appears.
咁你可以喺呢个嘅创世记里边见到呢个字好多次。
And so for our concerns in Genesis 6 and 7,The Lord God was aware, which is a way of saying he saw, he was aware.
咁所以喺呢个创世记嘅第六、第七章里边，当佢话看见，神看见， 即系神系察觉到有啲事情嚟发生。
And what did the Lord God know, or what was He aware of?
咁究竟神知道啲咩事，察觉到咩事发生紧呢？
Well, again, it's clear in verse 5 that the wickedness of man was great on the earth.
咁就系喺第五节佢话耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
It's a fairly common knowledge that man in Hebrew is Ha Adam.
喺呢个嘅希伯来文里边呢个字叫 Ha Adam。
And this is referring to humanity, that the wickedness of humanity was great on the earth.
佢讲到就系呢个人性，所以人性嘅罪恶系喺呢个世界上边好大好大。
Now, there's a very great difference from what is recorded earlier in Genesis.
咁但系呢一样嘢同之前喺创世记所记录嘅系好唔同。
And let me show you the contrast. It's on slide 4. If you go back to Genesis 1, verse 31, in the NIV, it says, God saw all that he made, and it was very good.
在创世纪的第一章第31节，他这样说，他说神看着一切所做的都是好的。
You see, after the original creation, God saw then as well. God was aware.
他神在看到他创造了一切之后他举目观看，去留意到每一样东西，察觉到每一件事都是好好的。
And what did God see? And what was he aware of? It was his creation. Very good. Very, very good.
他就看到就说他所创造的一切都是好的。
And just 5 chapters later, in our text, Genesis 6, total difference.
但是在5个章节之后，一切很不同了。
God saw, and it was very, very bad.
他看到这个世界上面罪恶很大。
This is on slide 3. The Bible's view of humanity is very different than what the average person today in the 21st century thinks.
但是这个的邪恶，这个人性和我们今天在21世纪的人所想的是很不同。
You go outside on Main Street in Queens, and you know what you'll hear? Human beings are well-intentioned.
咁如果你今日随便出去街问下任何一个人，啲人都话，其实好多人个出发点都系好好，佢都系好好心嘅。
The world in general thinks that, you know, we're messed up by our environment. We're just stumbling because of our environment.
佢话因为环境一个社会造成咗好多嘅问题，都令到好多人咧系跌倒。
That's the modern understanding of if they would acknowledge the definition of sin。
咁呢个系现代人佢去对罪嘅一个解释。
The world would say we're basically good. Humanity is basically good. We're noble.
佢话人其实基本上边嘅本性系好，人本来系好高贵嘅。
We're just a little crippled by the people who are around us. It's their fault.
咁但系因为其他人，因为个环境嘅原因所以我哋咧有时做错咗嘢。
You see, it's our debilitating circumstances. That's why we are crippled.
系因为环境促使到。今日好多人好似俾人哋绑手绑脚咁。
Or to put it in a pithy way, humanity is a product of his or her environment.
佢话如果系一个好嘅环境因为唔好嘅环境造成咗人性嘅改变。
And so today, modern society thinks just get them more money, just get them more education.
佢话如果你俾多啲钱佢哋。拎走俾多啲嘅教育佢哋喺个身上攞走佢哋嘅压力嘅时候
，take off the pressure of those people, those Christians who hold them back by strict moral laws。
如果你拎走咗佢哋呢啲人身上嘅压力唔好将呢个基督教好多嘅要求 放喺人哋嘅身上嘅时候。
What will help humanity, says the world, is free him up, so that they can become noble.
佢话咁嘅时候，人得到呢个释放，人就可以变翻做一个好高贵嘅一个嘅人。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但呢个唔系圣经所讲嘅。
The Bible's definition of man, of humanity, male and female, is quite different than what the world perceives today.
但呢个世，但圣经所讲，无论呢个嘅人性系男系女，同呢个世界所讲嘅系好唔同。
And what the Bible makes absolutely clear of what's wrong with humanity is not really our behavior.
佢话唔系人嘅行为嘅问题。
That's only a symptom. What's wrong with humanity is his nature.
佢话呢个唔系人嘅行为嘅问题，行为只系一个嘅征象，其最大嘅问题就系人嘅本性嘅一个问题。
Again, I point you to the text, verse 5, the first portion of verse 5. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was what? Great on the earth.
在第六章第五节，他说耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。
And then look at the second part. God goes right to the core of the issue in the second part of verse 5, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
而在下一节啊，是下一半节，他说终日所思想的尽都是恶。
He goes right down to where the corruption really lies.
他讲到就是究竟这些的败坏在哪一度开始呢？
Right, the problem is in the depths of the nature of humanity.
佢话就喺呢个人性佢嘅深处，其实开始嘅一个问题。
And that's why we desperately, desperately need missions.
所以点解我哋需要差传
？Missions, the telling of to the world of God's rescue plan.
呢个差传嘅使命就话俾呢世界上嘅人听，讲到神嘅拯救。
John Piper has a great book, Let the Nations, I don't quite remember the title, Let the Nations Rejoice, or something like that.
John Piper 牧师有一本书讲到这个的差传。
I think it's Let the Nations Be Glad. And he writes there, and I have it on slide 5, compassion must not merely warn people about the pains of going to hell, but must also...lure people to the pleasures of knowing the Christ.
佢话神嘅怜悯唔单止去警告人去到地狱呢个嘅苦楚，但另一方面亦都去吸引人去让佢知道认识基督嘅喜乐。
The only way to get to heaven is by wanting to be with Christ and by trusting in His person and work to get you there.
一个人能够上天堂，是因为他们真的很喜欢与基督一起，亦都去相信基督所做的一切。
Piper goes on in that book and says, wanting to avoid hell is not the same as wanting to be with Christ.
你想同神一起，你不想去地狱，不代表你是想同神一起。
And so it would not be compassionate.Merely to warn people about hell.
所以如果你只是去警告人地狱的苦楚，这个不是怜悯成样东西所讲的东西。
Christians must display to the world the beauties of the Christ.
基督徒也要将基督的荣美在自己的身上去显示出来。
Well, let me put it this way. Compassion does not merely warn people, it woos people.
他说不单只是说去警告人，也都去吸引人，去劝服人。
Compassion aims to awaken in people a delight in the Christ, not a dread of hell.
去提醒人，去鼓励人，去欣赏神，去寻求神。
I have this on slide 6. No one goes to heaven who does not love Christ. And Apostle Paul tells us that if anyone who does not love the Lord, let him be accursed.
在哥林多前书16章22节他这样说，他若有人不爱主，这人可嘴可咒，主必要来。
This is on the next slide, slide 7. Compassion seeks with prayer and preaching and serving in the power of the Holy Spirit to create joy in who Christ is.
他说到就说当怜悯是什么呢？就是说透过这个的圣灵，透过圣灵的祈祷，透过圣灵的教导，我们可以去寻求在找到在神里面的喜乐。
As Piper shares in his book, compassion stirs up satisfaction in Christ.
好使我们能够在基督里面得到这个满足。
And at its heart, that's what saving faith is.
咁这个就是其实咩叫做得救的信心。
It's being satisfied with all that God is for us in Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣基督里面，我们为到神所给我们一切而去满足。
Now, John Piper was the first of many who have really brought forth the works of Jonathan Edwards to our generation.
John Piper 牧师就是在他这一代的牧师将前一代的牧师 Jonathan Edwards 的教导去跟我们去分享，也都介绍给我们。
Jonathan Edwards was a great theologian of a past generation.
Jonathan Edwards 是前一代一个很伟大的牧师。
And he says it's precisely the satisfaction in Christ himself that magnifies Christ and glorifies God.
他说当人在基督里面得到 满足的时候，其实就是将基督在一个人的身上去显伟大，也都是将神的荣耀展示出来。
You'll see this on the next slide, slide 8. The key to the coherence between the passion of God's glory and compassion for perishing humans is that rejoicing in God himself through Christ glorifies God.
他说透过耶稣基督去，透过耶稣基督的时候，我们可以对神的荣耀有这个的热心，亦都可以令我们对其他失丧的人可以有这个的怜悯。
Let me unpack that for you. The pleasure you take in knowing God is the measure of the treasure you find in him.
当你在神里面有几大的喜乐，就是其实量度到究竟你在神的里面你找到一些什么东西呢？
Or let me put it this way, you make much of him and show him to be great. That is, show God to be great when you find what? Joy in him.
当你在神的里面你找到喜乐的时候，即是说你其实可以在你的身上真的明白到神在你身上的意义，亦都可以将神向其他人展示神的伟大。
But let me...You know that. Let me give you a example.
When you
discover something wonderful or discover someone wonderful, you can't help but tell people about him or her or about it.
好简单来讲，就话当你发现咗一样嘢或者发现一个人系好好嘅时候，你会忍唔住想同其他人去分享。话俾其他人听呢样样嘢，或者呢个人系有几好。
And the same is true of God. The taste and lure of this joy of knowing God enables you to leave comforts of and even risk your life in the cause of missions.
咁当你去明白到神能够俾到你咁大嘅喜乐嘅时候，所以令到一啲嘅宣教士佢哋去离开佢哋世上嘅舒适，去到远的地方告诉人家听基督的好处。
Jonathan Edwards says God glorifies himself towards his creatures also in two other ways.
他说 Jonathan Edwards 也都告诉我们听很多人是怎样在两个方法上面去荣耀神呢？
And they're pretty simple here. One, by appearing to our understanding.
第一，佢令佢嘅出现系令到人哋可以明白。
And secondly, at the same time, in communicating himself to our hearts.
亦都另一方面，佢对我哋内心喺度说话。
Do you see those? Those two go together. He appeals to our understanding, our reason, and at the same time communicates himself to our core of our being.
一方面在这个的知识上面去让我们明白，但另一方面也去触摸我们的心灵。
And that refers to our rejoicing and delighting in and enjoying the revealing which God makes of himself.
就是当我们去明白，我们也都为到神在我们身上彰显我们而得到有的喜乐。
And as you could see on the screen, God is glorified not only by his glories being seen, but by being rejoiced in.
他说神是得到荣耀，不单止是他的荣耀被我们眼可以去见到，但另一方面也都是说当人去明白而在从中得到的喜乐。
And when those that see it, that delight in it, God is more glorified than if you only just saw it.
他说到他们不单止是当人去看见，而人看见的时候，也都是以神为乐的时候，神的荣耀是更加的大。
And God's glory then is then received in the entire being, the entire soul of the person.Both by an understanding of the mind and by the heart.
当你在知识头脑上面的明白，再加上在你的内心里面的体会，就令到神的荣耀给我们整个人能够接收到。
And according to Edwards, God made the world that he might communicate and the creature receive God's glory.
他说到神去创造这个世界的时候，其实是给人是可以去见到，去接收到他的荣耀。
It might be received both by the mind and the heart.
是在头脑上、知识上，也都在内心上面的明白和体会。
John Piper, this is our next slide, he summarizes John and Edward's statement in one pithy line. God is most glorified in us,in his creatures, when we are most satisfied in him.
他说当人在以神为满足的时候，神的荣耀是更加的大。
Now this is all very important because Jonathan Edwards helps us see God's purpose, his purpose in creation and redemption.
他说我们要看到神在这个的创造，在这个救赎里面，究竟有什么目的。
And this is also helpful to know today because we see the unity of our two motives and missions here.
亦都让我今日去明白究竟差船有边两个的意义。
Again, these aren't hard to understand. First is the aim of compassion to rescue sinners from everlasting pain.
第一就话我们要去拯救那些的罪人。
And the second motive in missions is to the aim of passion to see God glorified, God honored.
另一方面就话我哋要去喺差传嘅任务上边去事情上边去荣耀神。
And so both of those two purposes are not in conflict.
呢两个嘅目的彼此之间冇呢个嘅冲突。
Sinners escape hell, and at the same time honor God with the same act.
你可以一方面令到这个的罪人去逃离了这个死亡，这个的地狱，另一方面也都去荣耀神。
We treasure all that God is for us in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，我珍惜神所给我们的一切。
We're being satisfied with all that God is for us, the believer in Christ.
亦都让我们去明白到神在每一个基督徒上面的心意。
God does not get the honor he should.
神没有得到他应该当得的荣耀。
Man does not escape the pain that he would if Christ himself is not our treasure.
如果我们不去珍惜耶稣基督为我们承受这个嘅痛苦嘅时候。
If Christ is not your treasure, you're not going to bother to be compassionate and tell others about him.
如果你不珍惜耶稣基督嘅时候，你亦都唔会去为到他人嘅痛苦而去介意或者有同情心。
But if, by the mercy of God, Christ becomes the treasure of the nations and God becomes their delight, then God is honored. And not only is he honored, we're saved.
我们因为神的缘故让我们今天去珍惜耶稣基督，也都让我们今天最重要的是得救。
And that's the goal of missions.
这个就是差传的目的。
The twofold mode of missions, mercy for humanity and glory for God. It's one cohesive goal.
是这个的差传有两个层面，第一我们对于这个人类的这个的怜悯，另一方面也都是为了神的荣耀。
And even the picture of God's judgment that we see in Genesis 6 points us to recreation, restoration.
咁我们其实在创世纪的第六章也都看到了两样东西，我们看到了这个的再创造，亦都系将神呢个嘅原本嘅创造，将佢去复活翻嚟。
We can say that because God here in our text not only saw and was aware of the depravity of humanity, he takes action to remedy our problem.
佢讲到就话神唔单止见到人嘅败坏，神亦都有呢个行动去帮助人去解决呢个问题。
Again, the text.Tells us that God is certainly both a God of truth and love.
他说我们的神是一个真理的神，也都是爱的神。
Because God not only saw, as verse 6 tells us, God felt.
他在第五节他告诉我们神看见世上的败坏，而在第六节里面神也都是心里面去为我们而忧伤。
You see, God's heart was filled with pain.
在神的心里面充满着这个的痛楚。
And maybe you're upset about divine judgment.
可能你今天对于神这个的审判你觉得很不高兴。
God is more upset.
但是你有没有想到就是说其实神比我们是更加的忧伤呢？
His heart is filled with pain.
他神的内心里面充满着这个的痛楚。
Maybe you're upset about this text. Maybe you're upset about divine judgment.
你今天可能不喜欢我们所读过这一段的经文，你不喜欢神给我们的审判。
But you could rest assured that God is more upset than you.
但我可以告诉你的话，其实神比我们更加的忧伤。
How can that be?
为什么会是这样呢?
This word translated filled with pain means deep, unfulfilled longing.
这个说充满这个的忧伤，有一个意思就是在个内心里面有些东西你很期待，但是你得不到。
You see, that word pain is a specific word, and you see on your screen there, for example, in Isaiah 54:6, God says,You were a wife married young, only to be deserted, and your spirit was filled with pain.
正如好似喺以赛亚书第五十四章第六节，佢话耶和华照你如照被离弃的、被离弃心中忧伤的妻，又是幼年你所娶被弃的妻，这是神所说的。
A therapist will tell you that to be deserted.By your spouse is the most shattering, traumatic thing that you can go through.
任何一个嘅心理治疗师会话俾你听，被人哋抛弃系一件好忧伤、好震碎心灵嘅事。
And the biblical writer here in Genesis has the audacity to say that's the kind of pain God felt.
而喺呢个创世纪嘅作者就话俾你听，当神见到人嘅罪恶嘅时候，佢嘅忧伤就系呢一种咁重嘅忧伤，咁重嘅震撼。
That word pain is a very odd word to be used of God.
好多时候你谂起神，你唔会谂起痛苦呢一样嘢。
If you look at the lemma or the root of that word, it ordinarily means unfulfilled longings.
咁但系你睇翻呢个原文，佢话呢个嘅痛楚系一个你喺心中有呢个嘅期待、有期望，但你一直得唔到要想得到嘅嘢。
It's bitter anguish, deepest frustration.
系呢个嘅好多嘅沮丧啊，好多嘅苦毒一个嘅怨喺里边。
The word pain means God voluntarily bound His heart and life up with us.
佢话到神系自愿将佢嘅心同我哋嘅心去连埋一齐。
You see, He didn't have to do that.
神唔需要咁样为我哋做。
He didn't create us out of any need that He had.
神创造我哋唔系为咗佢自己嘅需要。
If His power was such as that He needed us, He wouldn't have had the power to do what He did, to build the world and to build the universe and the stars.
神去做天做地啊，做一切嘅嘢根本系唔需要我哋。
God didn't need us, but once He made us, He knit His heart to us.
神唔需要我哋，但系当神创造咗我哋嘅时候，佢将佢嘅心同我哋嘅心连埋一齐。
He voluntarily does that. He voluntarily bounds His very own heart to us.
神将佢嘅心同我哋嘅心连埋一齐。
This is on slide 12. His own joy must be so deeply tied to us that when He sees something go wrong with our lives, He Himself experiences pain.
佢讲到话神嘅喜乐同我哋系有呢个关联，所以当佢见到神，当佢见到一啲事情去败坏啊，见到我哋嘅人生走错路嘅时候，神自己经历到呢个嘅痛苦。
I hope you see this. It's in the text. It's not just sadness that is being felt by God.
佢喺呢个嘅经文里边，佢讲咗俾我哋听。佢话到呢一啲，呢个唔系净系话神去感受到一啲嘅忧伤。
It's not just as if God was saying, "Oh, what a shame!"
你咪哎呀咁噶。
The word used is translated pain, the deepest possible pain.
系一个极大极大嘅忧伤。
It's the pain that's associated with being deserted by your spouse.
系一个好似正如你俾你嘅配偶去抛弃。而带嚟俾你内心嗰种嘅震撼。
This is slide 13 in Isaiah 49:15. God says this: Can a woman forget the baby nursing at her breast? Yea, she may forget, but I will not forget you.
喺以赛亚书第49:15，佢话：妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连率所生的儿子？即使有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
If you have a good memory, I shared that in the 2015 sermon.
喺2015年我嘅讲道嘅时候，我其实曾经同你分享过。
Think about that.
你谂下。
It's worth thinking about again.
你可唔可以再喺呢个经文上面去谂下咧
？Think of the audacity of God to evoke that image.In our minds.
你想下神所讲的说话究竟在内心里面塑造的是一个怎样的图画呢
Let that image sink into your heart.
去想下你的看下你自己的内心里面
It's the image of a woman looking down at her baby, nursing.
一个妇人她望住她手抱里面的一个婴孩
Right?The image of a woman experiencing enormous, overwhelming physical, emotional love for her child.
是一个嘅妇人对佢怀中嘅婴孩所发出一个喺无论喺感情上边或者喺肉体上边对呢个婴孩嘅嗰种嘅爱。
And God has the audacity to say, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what I feel for you.
他说就算是这个妇人对那个婴孩的爱亦都不能够表示到我对你的爱是怎么样。
And so what does this mean? What are the practical implications of this truth?
跟我们今天有什么的怎么可以引用出来呢?
Well, I think you can put it together, but I'll spell it out for you. God tied his heart to us, and in the Garden of Eden, you know what we did? We said, we don't want you.We don't want you, God. We don't trust you.
在伊甸园里面，神将他的心和我们的心连在一起，但是人对他说什么？神说，我不需要你，我不会信靠你。
That's a dramatization of Genesis 3:7.
就是这个创世纪的第三章第七节里面说了。
And let me ask you this then. Why didn't God judge us then?
咁我个问题就话，点解当时神唔去审判我哋咧
？Why didn't history just end at Genesis 3:7? End at that point in time?
咁点解唔喺呢个创世纪嘅第三章第七节里边，神将就将呢个历史去结束咗佢咧
？Why are we still here?
点解今日我同你都喺度咧
？Right, because we're guilty too. We do the same thing. I don't trust you, God. I'm not going to listen to you.
我同你今日都会同神讲话，神啊，我唔需要你，我哋都信得唔信得你个。
All of us at one time or another ignores God and what He says.
咁但系神去讲啲咩嘢咧
？Often He's not the center of our lives.
佢唔系我哋喺呢个佢冇呢个嘅罪。
And when that's so, you know what we're saying to God? I don't trust you.
主啊，我唔信你。
I think I know how to live life better than what you say.
我想我知道我怎样养个生活啊，比你知道得更加好。
And God says, I will suffer.
他说，当你这样对我讲的时候，我会去受苦。
What do you see in Genesis 6:6? God says, I will weep.
在这个的第六章第六节里面，神他说他后悔。他为人去伤心。
God is suffering for the sins of the world.
神去为到人在地上的罪而去忧伤，去痛苦。
I think that's clear in Genesis 6, that every act of evil pulls tears from God.
人做的每一件的错事都导致到神去为我们去流泪。
It's obvious that we suffer because of the violence of humanity in the world.
今日好明显睇到，当呢个世上有呢个暴力啊，有呢个嘅邪恶嘅时候，令到其他嘅人去受苦。
But did you know God is suffering exponentially more for the reason of rescue, deliverance?
但你知唔知道，当神去拯救人、去救赎人嘅时候，神为我哋受嘅苦系更加大咧
？You know that rescue, restoration is costly.It comes through suffering.
当这个透过这个的受苦，神去拯救我们，去救赎我们，亦都将我们同佢的关系复活。
Why is there tremendous pain when you have to forgive someone? Someone has wronged you bad. You won't forgive them. Why?
当一个人去得罪你的时候，你不想去宽恕佢，点解呢
？Why do you avoid it?
为什么我们想好想避免去见到这个人
?Because it hurts. It hurts you. Hurts you emotionally.
因为这个人令到你在情感上面去受伤害。
And you'd rather have your heart hardened.
于是你宁愿将你的心硬起上来。
We would rather get back at that person for the wrong that they did to us.
好使我可以能够狠心啊，向呢个人去报复。
We'd rather treat that person who offended us as if they were dead.
我哋会当呢个得罪我嘅人，我当佢死嘅一样。
And that's why God not only saw and felt, He cleansed and He gave.
所以神唔单止看见，神唔单止忧伤，神亦都为我哋去洁净，神亦都去施予。
You see, the text says the flood came. God's judgment came to pass. Only Noah and his family with all the animals are in the ark.
他說洪水來到的時候代表神的審判來到而唯有挪亞和他一家所有的動物都在這個方舟上面。Everyone
else scoffed at Noah and scoffed at God.
那些其他的人都對神對挪亞所說的說話不屑一顧。
They didn't want to believe in the proclamation.
他們不想聽挪亞說的說話。
And therefore, only Noah's family is delivered from the destruction.
所以唯有挪亞和他一家是得到拯救。
And so how can God be a judge and yet a lover?
神怎样去做一个法官去审判我们,但另一方面亦都是爱我们的主呢?
How can God be absolutely against injustice and yet still be totally engaged with rebellious people like us?
神怎样去一方面去反对世界的不公义,但另一方面去依然去关心世上的人呢?
How can God be a God of truth and love?
神怎样做一个真理的神,亦都是一个爱人的神呢?
If he's just a God of truth, he's not going to suffer.
如果他只是真理的神,神不需要为我们受苦。
You know what he'd do? He just smites people.
他将人杀了他,那就行了。
You reject the truth, this is what you get, the flood.
你去拒绝这个真理,那你就要受到拒绝我之后的苦楚。
On the other hand, if he's just a God of love and he accepts and tolerates everybody, he's just going to accept people.
另一方面说,如果神是一个完全爱的神,去接纳人的时候,那是人都可以被他所接纳。
If he's a God of truth and love, if he's a God of holiness and absolute compassion, he suffers. That's his nature.
我们的神是一个真理和爱的神,我们的神是一个圣洁和充满怜悯的神,于是他为我们去受苦。
God saw, God was aware of what Adam and Eve did.
神去看见,他亦都去察觉亚当和夏娃所做的事。
God saw, God sees what you do, what you did.
神见到你和我过去、现在、将来做的错事。
And he knew, because of who he was, that he's going to suffer more deeply than anyone else.
神因为他是神的缘故,他知道了一切的事。 咁佢亦都於是為到你同我去受苦。
And that's why he doesn't end history at Genesis 3:7. He lets history unfold and go on.
所以佢喺呢個嘅創世記嘅第3章第7節裏面,佢唔讓呢個世界喺嗰一刻去停頓,而讓容讓呢個歷史繼續延長落去。
Many people ask this question, if God knew the evil and the suffering that was going to happen, why in the world did he let it go on?
正如刚才我所说,如果神知道这个世界上会有邪恶,会有这个痛苦的时候,为什么神依然让这个世界去延续下去呢?
If he knew this was going to happen, the rebellion of the world and all the suffering that's happening now and all the evil and all the violence, why did he do it?
为什么他都是继续这样去做人,去让这个世界去延续呢?
Well, whenever you ask that question, you're thinking of the evil and suffering in your own life, or in your friend's life, or in your family's life.
咁当你咁样问嘅时候，即系话你只系谂到喺你身上、喺你朋友、家人身上所面对嘅邪恶同埋佢哋嘅所受嘅痛苦。
And you say, I don't see a good reason that God could possibly allow this suffering to happen.
我不明白神为什么会被这个世上的罪、这个邪恶继续的这样下去呢?
You conclude, I don't know what good reason God has either.
我真的不明白为什么神会这样做。
I don't know, but he must have a pretty good reason.
我都不知道,但我相信 神有他的原因。
Because our text says he suffers because of it.
在这个经文里面，他说到他为到我们而去忧伤。
That's how we know he has a good reason. He lets it go.
他让这一切继续下去，有他自己的原因。
And to let history march on, it costs God infinite suffering.
当他容让这个历史延续的时候，其实神也都为我们付上很大的代价。
I don't know the reason why there's a pandemic. I don't know the reason why there's so much trouble, like racial inequality, hurricanes, all the trouble we're facing today. I don't know.
我们今天面对着一个世界性的疫情，我们今天面对了很多种族之间的仇恨，我们很多人有这个风灾之后的问题，为什么会有这一切的事情，我不知道。
But just because you and I can't think of a reason why, doesn't mean good reason doesn't exist.
就纵使你和我不明白的时候，不代表有没有这个原因在这个背后。
You know, some people do. When circumstances go south, they say, I reject the idea of a God who's good. If God was good, he would never let these things happen.
如果这个神是好的，我觉得这个神不会容让这些事情越来越败坏。
You're smart people. Let me ask you, what's the problem with that kind of thinking, that kind of reasoning, that kind of concluding?
你可不可以告诉我，为什么有一些人会这样想呢？
Again, you're saying, I can't think of a good reason why God would allow this suffering to go on. Therefore, there can't be one.
是不是就是说，当我想不到一个原因，神给这些的困难继续的时候，就是没有一个真正的原因在后面呢？
Well, there are a whole lot of times in your life, you've not been able to think of something that was really there.
可能或者在我们一生，我有时都想不到为什么会有这么多事情会发生。
Have you ever been wrong before?
我们以前有没有错过呢？
So how could you say, there can't be a good reason?
你可不可以大胆说在背后没有其他的原因呢？
Just because you can't think of any reason why God would let this trouble happen, that there can't be a good reason?
就是因为你想不到个原因，就是世界上没有这个原因呢？
If you're saying that, that assumes a lot, right?
当你如果这样说的时候，你其实在背后，你讲了很多东西了。
If you're thinking that, do you know everything necessary to make that conclusion?
是不是你什么都懂，所以你可以做出这个结论呢？
Do you see the problem with concluding that way? The problem is we're limited in knowing all the facts involved.
问题就是人是有自己的限制，人不可能会想到每一样的东
西。You and I don't know everything.
你和我不是什么都知道。
And it's very, very dangerous to conclude that you do know everything.
所以当你觉得我不知道，是没有这样东西，没有这个原因的时候，这样想是很危险。
But we do know this, God himself let history go on because it's cost him.It costs him. Evil and suffering costs him suffering.
但我和你知道一件事，就是神让这个历史去延续下去，而因为当历史延续下去的时候，神去为我们去受苦。
But God must think it's worth letting history go on because it is going on.
历史今天继续在延续。
God could have stopped it, but he didn't.
神没去停止这个世界。
God could stop his own suffering, but he didn't.
神亦都可以不去为我们受苦，但他选择为我们受苦。
We have an infinitely holy God and an infinitely loving God.
我们的神是完全的圣洁，我们的神是无限的爱。
And so what's the solution?
那有什么的解决的方法呢？
Well, our text, the flood narrative, points to it.
咁我哋个经文里边讲到洪水。
The flood is the pattern for the solution.
呢个洪水 就是这个解决方法的一个的、方法。
But it's obviously not the solution.
而是神用这个、方法去为我们解决。
Is the flood simply a judgment? No.
洪水是不是代表神的审判呢？不是。
You know what the flood narrative is? It's salvation through judgment.
是洪水代表的是透过这个的审判带来之后的救恩。
It's not salvation in spite of judgment.
不是说就算是有这个审判就有这个的、拯救。
It's not God's rescue and salvation and judgment.
亦都不是两样的、审判和这个的拯救是并存。
It's not half salvation and half judgment.
不是一半审判一半的、救恩。
It's God's salvation through judgment.
是透过这个的审判而得来的救恩。
Because God puts Noah and his family in the ark.And in comes the waters of judgment.
神将这个挪亚和他一家是放在这个的方舟的上面。
And two things happen. First, the world has a fresh start.
咁好事到这个世界、有这个新的开始。
The meaning of the flood is, on the one hand, judgment on human evil and violence.
咁这个洪水的意思一方面是对于人的邪恶神的暴戾、作出一个审判。
The flood stopped human violence.
是将人的暴力去停止了。
At least temporarily, it gotten so bad that it grieved God.
他说这个的地上的邪恶去到一个地步、令到神去忧伤。
The flood doesn't destroy the earth, it destroys the ones who were destroying the earth.
神没去毁灭这个世界，神去毁灭那些想去毁灭这个世界的人。
But God was also redeeming the world through the judgment.
但是透过这个的审判，神亦都去救赎这个世界。
He was giving the human race a second chance.
他给到这个人类第二次的机会。
He was thinking about recreation.
好像是一个创造之后的再创造。
God comes along and says, Noah, trust me, build an ark.
神对这个挪亚讲，你起这个方舟啦，你信我啦。
And Noah listens. He builds the ark and it takes him many, many years to do it.
于是用了很多年的时间，挪亚听神的说话，起了方舟。
Noah trusts the promises of God.
他信得过、神的应许，神的说话。
And if you're familiar with the narrative, you know everybody laughs.
当挪亚起方舟的时候，啲人去窃笑佢。
No one else trusts the word of God.
冇人去信得过神嘅说话。
Noah's faithful. He preaches repentance and faith.
神挪亚叫啲人去认罪、去悔改、去信靠神。
But sadly, no one responds.
但冇人去听佢说话。
And as the waters increase, the people drown.
咁当啲洪水嚟到嘅时候，好多人淹死。
Yet the very waters that did them in, did the unrepentant in, are the very same waters that float the ark.
呢个洪水去啊消灭咗好多嘅人，但同样系呢个洪水将呢个方舟去浮起上嚟。
The same waters that crushed people who didn't believe in the promise of God lifted up the people who did.
同样的洪水一方面去、毁灭那些不信靠神的人，但另一方面也都去拯救那些、高声那些神要去听神说话的人。
Do you see the image here? The judgment saved those.The people were saved from the evil being done by those who were perished.
那些一方面有些人在这个的、罪恶里面、 得到这个拯救，另一方面亦都有很多的人因为这个罪恶的缘故是被毁灭。
The judgment cleansed, the judgment was grace, the judgment saved, but not completely.
这个的审判就是这个的恩典，这个审判去洁净这个世界，这个审判是救赎，但是不是一个完全的救赎。
Sadly, if you're familiar with Noah's story, you know what happens in Genesis 9, and I have this on slide 14.
如果你熟悉这个创世纪的时候，在洪水之后，在创世纪第九章、第十章讲到什么事呢？
The waters recede, right? And so the family gets out of the ark.
洪水过了，挪亚和他一家在这个方舟出了来。
And Genesis 9 records for us this. He drank of the wine, referring to Noah, and became drunk. And lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. And then Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father.
他讲到话喺洪水之后，挪亚有一次佢饮咗园中里边嘅酒，佢饮醉咗酒，喺自己帐篷里边去赤身露体。咁第见到佢赤身露体嘅就系阿含，咁阿含佢见到之后就话俾佢两个哥哥听，佢两个哥哥就拎咗件衫去倒转咁样行去行，将件衫去铺喺佢爸爸身上，好似。他爸爸不会赤身露体，他们自己也都没有去见到爸爸的赤身露体。
Their faces were turned backward and they did not see their father's nakedness. And when Noah woke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him, he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers. Verse 26, he also said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem.And let Canaan be his servant.
挪亚醒了酒，知道小儿子向他所作的事，就说：迦南当受咒诅，必给他弟兄作奴仆的奴仆。又说：耶和华闪的神是应当称重的，愿迦南作闪的奴仆。
Almost the very first thing Noah does when he gets out of the ark, gets drunk, messes up his family big time.
咁你睇到就话当挪亚喺呢个洪水之后，第一件事佢就做错咗，就系饮醉咗酒。
We're told in the text in verse 9 that Noah was a man of exemplary character.
咁我喺圣经里边知道挪亚系一个好特殊嘅一个嘅人物。
But he still had a sinful nature.
但系挪亚依然有佢罪嘅一面。
And the flood could only rescue the world temporarily.
这个的洪水只能够是暂时的去拯救这个世界。
You see, the problem was sin was still in the ark too.
这个罪依然在这个方舟的入面。
Because as the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, no one, no one is righteous. No, not one.
保罗曾经说过，他说世界上面没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
And so in Genesis 6 and 7, we see God beginning to suffer for sin.
在这个的创世纪第六章、第七章，我们看到神已经开始为到人的罪而去受苦。
But on the cursed cross, we see the ultimate example, right?
但在这个十字架上，我们看到神最终为我们所树立的一个的榜样。
On the cross of Christ, we see truth and love utterly.Satisfied.
在这个十字架上面，我们看到了神所做的能够满足到这个真理，也都去做到爱我们。
Because Jesus had to die.
耶稣基督要为到我们死。
Because that's commitment. God was committed to truth.
因为神他讲我的说话，他讲我的真理，在他要去实现。
He was willing to die.
但另一方面,
He was committed to love.
另一方面，神亦都是愿意 为我们去死，亦都睇到神对我们的爱是有几大。
God is a just judge.
神是一个公正的法官。
He's a judge who is so emotionally engaged with us, he would come and take the judgment upon himself.
他爱我们去到一个地步，就是他是一个法官，但他愿意拿了对我们的审判。
And Jesus just does that to save us.
耶稣基督就是做了这样的事去拯救我们。
And Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and so can you.
如果挪亚可以在神的面前得到神的恩典救赎的时候，你今天也都可以。
Let me close by asking you this. What was righteous about Noah?
咁究竟挪亚佢有咩？圣经话佢一个义人，佢有咩义嘅地方呢？
Well, according to verse 9, he's a righteous man, but the righteousness is why? Why is he righteous?
咁但系喺呢个第九节里边，佢讲到咗挪亚嘅呢个嘅义。
Well, I think verse 9 alludes to this. He responds to God's offer.
Hey, Salvation. 創世記第六章第九節，佢講到挪亞係一個義人，佢義最大嘅地方就係佢對神嘅説話有呢個反應。
You see, Noah was chosen to be a channel of salvation for others.
挪亞好似係一個流通嘅管子，透過挪亞可以令到其他人得到救贖。
See, Noah was chosen not only for salvation, but he was chosen to build the ark.
挪亚被拣选，唔单止系被拣选去救赎，佢亦都系被拣选去建立呢个方舟。
And the ark was the vehicle of salvation to whomever would believe.
呢个方舟就好似俾到任何一个相信嘅人一个可以去得救嘅一个嘅方法。
And sadly, that was only his family in his day and age.
好可惜的话，在他当日里面，只有挪亚和挪亚的一家能够得救。
But what's your response today?
你今天对神有什么回应呢？
Will you believe or will you not believe?
你今天对神是信或是不信呢？
And if you're a Christian already,Noah was a channel of God's grace.
如果你今天是信神的时候，神这个挪亚就好像是一个流通的管子，让你得到拯救的方法。
Are you doing that?
你今天是不是这样做呢？
Are you going and making disciples of all nations?
你今天是不是去到这个普天下向其他人去传福音呢？
Christians are vehicles of salvation to those.
基督徒，你今日系呢个救赎嘅一个嘅媒介。
Who cross our path?
佢有冇去将嗰啲同你经相遇同工嘅人让佢哋亦都去认识神呢？
Father, we thank you for your word. We know how difficult it is to digest this narrative.
主啊，我哋明白到要去明白呢篇经文系唔容易嘅事。
But the truths there are pretty clear.
但个真理好简单。
I pray, Lord, that you'll seal those to our hearts today.
主啊，求你今日去触摸我哋每一个人嘅心灵。
May we, O Lord, respond to your great love.
让我哋今日能够对你嘅爱有呢个回应。
May you be the treasure.Of our lives.
让你是成为我们心目中所珍惜的。
May we know firsthand of that joy, the joy of your salvation.
让我们能够去明白救恩的喜乐。
And may that spur us on to be a channel for that joy and grace.
我们今天都成为其他人去经历神这个流通的管子。
We ask that all in the precious name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.